Hey, this thing is still not mounted yet. I want you to know we've been working on this piece, getting it on the trunk for about 3.5 hours now. Has not gotten done. Haven't even made the first hole. What are we doing?
This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, the all-new Miss Outlaw Boutique. This is both Bubba's Exotic Motorsports and Miss Outlaw Boutique for everything online, ladies and gentlemen. By Extreme Dimensions, Extreme Dimensions, our body kits done Bubba style. We had a great conversation with our good friend James. Join us on the Saturday podcast along with a couple of attendees from the Bandit Run, Bub.
That would be great, but his name was Jason.
I'm sorry, Jason. I apologize.
You were talking with James this morning.
I was talking to James this morning. I was. Ladies and gentlemen, God. Straight from, whose line is it anyways?
Props.
Let's do props. See, this is my Mexican mustache. Your turn, Bub.
I got nothing, dude. No. You don't want to know what I'm going to use as a prop. So no? Just put this back down.
I am an Asian man.
What is this guy doing right now? You need to get a haircut with these freaking pieces, dude. Here, put these back down. All right, so as you guys can see, clearly before he throws the entire show off and gets totally distracted on his typical roller coaster that has already derailed or train or whatever the heck it is he's on or not on, not really quite sure. I will tell you what, man, this is going to be one pretty hot CLS 550, right? So as you know, these Mercedes-Benz, the CLS class is kind of like a... It's not their S series, which you know is like their luxury sedans. It's more of that, you know, it's more their cruise. Right. So it's kind of that in between. You got the luxury four door, but you got the performance and handling and the characteristics of the aerodynamics of something more of like a, you know, a sporty two door, right? So this was a combination of both cars, center console and the rear seat. So it was not anything more than a four passenger car.
Yep. I love the back end of these, and Volkswagen bought that.
Right,
as well.
Yeah, they did. I don't know what that thing was called. Was it the? It wasn't the TT, was it?
I don't.
The Volkswagen something.
Audi also. You're right. Audi also bought that.
Yeah, but what did Volkswagen call theirs? They did one. It was called the TT. I don't know. I feel like it was called a TT. I'm not sure why. But Volkswagen did something in like the mid 2000s where they kind of mimicked this style body. But a beautiful car, nonetheless. They're still producing these cars, and they have gotten that much better over the past, I don't know, this is 2007. Yeah. So I did. 2007, this CLS 550 is. So now move that forward 11 years. You can only imagine the technology that comes in today's. And the price tag, of course, just keeps going up. So this client wanted to come to BEM, pure quality, and get serious upgrades, modernize the look of this thing a little bit, but not have to go out and put a massive amount of money into the car. She's been the original owner. She didn't want to go crazy on the thing, but she wanted it to be freshened up, right? She got bored of the car, but do you want to go out and spend another $175 on a brand new one? Which is where they're at in today's price tags for the CLS 550s, the 63s. You start getting into that high-end line, you're going to start spending a lot of money.
Yeah, absolutely. By the way, good morning to Joe Kramer. Joe Kramer saying fire chicken. Tell Joe Kramer what was in town this weekend, Bub.
Fire chicken. So fire chicken, actually, speaking of fire chicken, so it was the Burt Reynolds Smokey and the Bandit Run that was this weekend here in Jupiter, Florida. It went all across, I don't know, this whole route and everything went to like Georgia and went to Texas and all kinds of places. So really cool.
It follows actually the original ride route of the movie from Smokey and the Bandit.
Yeah.
That happens down here. Mr. Reynolds, who lives here along with a bunch of other celebrities on the island over here, was in attendance. They bring out the snowman rig and everything like that. It drives cross country. That guy, they bring out a gentleman that plays Jackie Gleason, the sheriff, Sir Buford D. Justice.
That's right.
As well. We had a bunch of them come in Friday afternoon to see the facility, see this beautiful fire chicken, or Trans Am, as you call it, behind us. By the way, Joe, that is a 79 all-original car with 50,000 miles that's gone through a complete restoration, and it has an LSX 454 air-conditioned motor putting out 750 horsepower.
That's right.
It's a great build, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, we want to thank Jason and the whole crew over at Extreme Dimensions. Extreme Dimensions is who you do all your body kits for and with. And we discussed on Saturday's show, if you didn't see it, check it out. Jason joined us live there. The reason you use Extreme Dimensions is because of the quality, fit, and finish. Now, I see there's some fabrication, Bub, that's taking place on this particular piece of the bumper cover. I'll show it to everybody right here. You can see Bub has been doing fabrication down in this area. Now, Bub, this isn't a fitment issue here with the kit. I see that the body kit is lined up beautifully here. In fact, I'll pull the camera and let people see closer. I will show you this is part of what you go through, Bub, to make sure that everything is done properly. We can look, ladies and gentlemen, at this line right here, how perfect it is. It also matches around the base of the trunk, all the way around here, and when the taillights are in, it will match over here. All of these body lines are straight as well. However, Bub, we can see that there is residue right here where you were doing body work. Can you tell us a little bit about why you were doing body work and what created it?
Well, yeah, man, and that's actually why I left this bumper in its raw form and so everybody could see it, because we had a lot of emails sent into us over the past week since we've been doing that Porsche kit, also the Jeep Wrangler that we did with that Hellcat style hood. We had a lot of people that sent in saying, what is the kit like when you get them, right? So I wanted everybody to see this kit before it comes out of paint and see what the work is you have to put into it. As you can see, this is the way you do receive it from Extreme Dimensions, whether it be from the Duraflex side of that company or the Carbon Creation side of that company. It will come in a full primed and ready to work with coating. But again, this is something that's very important and critical to have a spot on factory style finish end result. You have to just work the products, right? They are going to come out of the box ready to go, probably in that 90 to 96% range. And if you want to make it look factory Mercedes-Benz, you have to work that product. So what I did was, of course, what we would consider mock-up. You pull everything out, you get everything stripped down, you get down to basis, and then you go ahead and start building back up. So this is the new bumper that's actually going to be in the car. This is the three-piece wing that'll be on this car. All of these pieces, nothing's been modified, mocked up or anything, but all of them will have to be worked. As you can see, they have to sit on the body a little bit better. So every one of these pieces is very close, but not dead on. So you just have to take the time and work them. What you asked me about here, there's actually a factory bracket that sits here and is held in by three rivets. Those rivets are actually pulled out. You drill those rivets out, and then what you're able to do is transfer over any factory mounting hardware from the original bumper cover, the urethane bumper cover, over to the new Duraflex one. So in this exact curve here, there's a full mounting assembly and crash bar sitting directly behind this. So you have to transfer those pieces over, not only for structure, but also for safety.
And Bob, let's talk a little bit about it. I noticed that there was fabrication done more on the right side here than on the left side over here. We can see that the fabrication work on this left side, ladies and gentlemen, right here, that laid underneath, you can see how beautiful the Extreme Dimension bumper is, the aftermarket bumper is. You can see there's very little indication of bodywork having to been done here. This is what Bud refers to in the 90 to 95% range. However, we see evidence that a lot more work was done on this side here. Bud, can you tell me why there was more work done on the right side?
I drilled the left side and I was tight with my drill, and Ken drilled the right side and he was a mess with the drill.
That's a good excuse.
That's the honest answer. Oh yeah, behind the right side of this car. Yeah, so for example, on the right side of this car, and again, this is one of those things where you come across it, regardless of the state of what the client says the vehicle is, mint condition, never been scratched, never been touched. This car has been wrecked before on the right rear side. So as you can see, kind of the starting point why the right side has actually already been fitted and mocked up, because I had to do my most work there. Everything else will fall into place very easily because, again, that product is so close from Extreme Dimensions or Duraflex. This side of the car was hit, so the crash bar behind here, everything behind this section has been messed up, damaged, dented in, out of shape, shifted a little bit. So it just made this product that much harder to get spot on exactly where I wanted it. So I figured I would start with the hard side, tackle it first, get it exactly back to where it should be, and then roll through and continue around to the left side of the car to make sure that it fits exactly like Mercedes-Benz would have done if they put this kit on this car.
Then, Bub, the other thing I wanted to make mention of as well is you're such a perfectionist, even though somebody was paid to fix this car before, and like 90% of collision shops out there, 95% of collision shops out there, slap it together, throw fasteners, whatever you've got laying in the parts bin from another wreck, or whatever you've got laying around instead of ordering the right stuff, which is what we do. It's how we lose money on collision jobs and why we're stepping out of them. But the reason this took some time, Bub, is you went and straightened everything. I even measured to document us. The support brackets for the crash bar are the exact same length on both sides now.
Yeah.
So to show one side's not pushed in over the other. They did not do that during the original accident.
No, you know, and that's the stuff that you want to take into consideration. You know, a lot of these guys, you basically buy these cars. It happens all the time in the automotive industry, and it's an absolute shame that it does, because they're just not quality people. And no matter what you hear, read, say, come across media-wise, none of that crap. The quality is what counts in the end, straight up, hands down. This kind of work that was done, where you basically put on an aftermarket urethane front bumper from previous, from a damage that's happened before, but you don't really care about what the heck it looks like on the backside, that is 90% of the industry, and it's an absolute shame that people are out there doing that kind of stuff. They think because you don't see it, it doesn't matter. Well, that's not the case. When you do get down to it, take whatever time it is. You're already there. You're already working. You're already in that area. Finish the job out in its entirety. Pull whatever needs to be pulled. Line things up the way it should be done. And I'm not talking about cutting and drilling holes and modifying and putting shims in there. If it's not meant to be, don't make it that way. It's got to be exactly how it should be. And then when you do, you take the time, you do that job 100% start to finish, you will get a quality fitment just like this. And as you can see, it is coming together exactly the way Mercedes would have it. And it's going to make it that much easier for me once I know that this is perfect. All of the mounting hardware will transfer over from the factory Mercedes-style bumper over into the Duraflex bumper. It will all transfer over. So now it will literally be as easy as 1, 2, 3, taking all of the nuts off the taillight, taking all the nuts off the mounting hardware, the huge brace that goes across the back. You take all of that off, and then I walk it into the paint shop, and we paint it, and we walk it right back over here, scratch-free, push it on the car, and tighten it down, and it's spot on.
Good morning to Jack up there in Canada. He says good workmanship is hard to find.
Very hard to find, yeah. Even us as business owners, finding employees that just take the time to do it right, that's tough, man. And you know, as it is here, it doesn't matter if our guys scratch something, screw something up. If they have to do it 10 times over, it's got to be done right. It's just that simple. Sometimes some jobs will cost us way more than they're even worth, but it's about having that quality in the end, and that's what it takes, man. And some guys don't last more than 5 days here either.
It's funny. You know, we even tried to start a new venture from the detail perspective, and he didn't last 2 days, Bob.
Well, you know, and that's the thing. It's, you know, people talk a big game, but before you know it, they're just walking around with the same tools you would buy at Harbor Freight. That is not the way you can professionally detail a car. It's just simply not. It is that easy. There are companies out there like Meguiar's. There are companies out there like Milwaukee. There are companies out there like Makita that sell professional-grade polishers and things like that that are north of $300 to $800, one machine, right? So if you want to be a skilled craftsman, you have to go all the way and buy that 100% quality product. Don't use something that's $29.95 that's going to go slow. It's going to heat up. It's going to slow down. It's going to speed. It's going to be all over the place. You want consistency. You want quality. And again, at the end of this job, that's what we're going to want. We're going to want that high-speed polish that's very consistent to make this look as good as it should.
And you know what's funny, Bob? I've talked to other local body shop owners. As you know, as we move into the more modern performance, we're phasing out the paint and body in the upholstery shop because those people are hard to find. Yes, you do it, and you do it extremely well, but you can't be all three places, mechanical, paint and body.
Well, plus it's slow, man. You got to just take your time. When you're working with paint and body, there's not a single piece you can do in paint and body in terms of rushing.
Yeah.
You cannot rush. You can't rush chemicals. You can't rush the hardness of things. You can't rush dry times of bondos if you use them, or fillers. You can't rush primers. You can't rush clear coat drying time. If you do, you're going to cause some sort of reaction. That's what it comes with. I mean, if you try to rush clear by shooting a fast hardening clear in a temperature that is not the temperature associated with a fast hardening clear, 85 to 95 degrees, if you try to shoot in conditions like that, all you're going to do is create a problem. And where everybody wants to rush, you sometimes just have to throw your hands up and be like, guess what, bro? Like, you got to wait. Like, I'm going to spray this clear, come back to me in 12 hours, and then you can pick it up and dick with it.
Well, what I like about it is if you can't do it fast, everybody would be first ones to smash out on the internet or run to the cops and say you're not doing something right.
Well, that's what you get, and that's what I'm saying. So it's just all about pure quality in the end. If you want to see quality, go to bubbasexoticmotorsports.com and scroll down. Hit us up on our YouTube, on our Instagram, and also our Facebook page. You guys are seeing it on Facebook now. I'll tell you what, man, you want to see some behind-the-scenes shots, that Instagram page is where it is at, and there is incredible quality that comes out.
You're the best of the best, man.
Well, you got to move slow. I mean, this wing, most people would slap this thing on here with some 3M tape, and that would be it, right? So I've got to work this thing. I'm probably going to be about a day's worth of working time into this basic old three-piece wing just to make it curve to the curvature of this trunk. And then what I'm going to have to do is I'm actually going to nutsert this one on. A lot of people 3M tape it. So I will nutsert it from the backside, which, as you know, is a threaded rivet. We discussed those last week on that Jeep. And it will never let go. No, it's not going to move. It's not going to fail. And if you ever want to take it off and access it, you literally reach under there.
How much do you charge a client for that, brother?
For what?
Not certain.
Nothing. It's a part of the job. It's what I'm doing. It's naturally how I'm going to adhere this thing to the car. I'm not just going to do it with 3M tape to where you're going to have something that falls off in 6 months, 8 months, maybe a year. Down here in the South Florida heat, 3M tape does not really last too long because it gets hot.
When it gets cold like that.
Right, right.
So.
Yep.
Jack says, yeah, you get what you pay for. You do, Jack. You're right. And Jack builds quality products. He knows what he's talking about. Look at Jack's stuff out on his Facebook page. Look up Jack Blais, that's B-L-A-I-S, Blais, and look at his stuff. You'll see the quality of the vehicles he's building, and he gets into some of the older stuff that requires true craftsmanship.
Yeah.
So he understands what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Very good idea. Nutsert on the back of this so that
Just
never come loose.
Three is all it's going to need. One in the dead center. I'll pin there, and then I'll do my outer edges. I'll pull them down and pin them in place. And then once I know that it's mocked up, it's threaded in, it's been bolted on in its primered condition, the gaps look great, then I'll go ahead and completely remove it. and I'll walk it next door, totally pain-free, no fighting, no prying the thing up, no using hammers, no glue. You don't do any of that crap. You just take it off with 3 nutserts, simple as that, walk it next door into our paint shop, and I just base coat clear it, let it dry, and I put it on the car and buff it. It's just that simple. And the longer you take up front, the better the assembly is going to be on the backside.
A used classic car. The more you pay up front, the less you're going to pay on the backside.
I told somebody that this weekend, one of our high-end clients. I didn't tell you about it, but he broke down, and I said, guess what, bro? I told you last time the car was in here what you needed to do, and you told me you didn't want to do it. Straight up. I said, I'm not being a dick, but I told you what you wanted to, what you needed to do. And
I didn't hear about that. Tell me more.
I just did.
Who was this client?
It's one at the shows. Right here, locally, for where the Trans Am run was done. Things broke down sitting in the middle of the road. I said, well, I'm sorry. I told you exactly what you needed.
Really?
Yeah. I told you. You denied it.
How did they reach out to you? Did you see them or what?
No, text message. Actually, the picture of it on the back of a tow truck. I said, well, sorry. Simple as that.
Unbelievable.
Hey, you know, there's only so much you can do, right? If you don't want to pay for quality, that is what you're going to get. You're going to get junk.
And you know what, Jack? To your point, my friend up there in Canada, you know what, man? People want to MF you and badmouth you if you want to slow it down and do it right, or you want to charge to do the job. I don't want to get into a whole rant and rave here. It's become such a I'm entitled mentality that they can run and legally try to come after you or run to the cops or do whatever it is they want to do when all you're trying to do, man, is build quality. Like you just said, what's it going to cost? Those nuts are, that's $5 worth of materials you're putting on this.
Probably more than that. Yeah, probably more than that. That's like $3 a bolt.
2 hours of labor.
Yeah.
It's just to, giving it to them.
Well, just to mock it up. And that's where a lot of people don't really understand. You know, we talk about this all the time is, you know, we talked about it with the SEMA Jeep that we're building right now. It's in probably in that 90% completion. Yep. We have a little bit more we're going to do to it to really set that thing over the top. But I'll tell you what, man, it's like people don't see what it takes to go from a before after. They just want the finished product, right? Well, you know alone, just in that front bumper, we probably had 20-30 hours at least. Solid working time between doing panel fabrication with 316 steel, using plasma cutters, using grinders, using welders, every possible type of heavy-duty machining you could possibly do to this thing between etching things out and cutting them, all of that type of work, it takes time. But people don't see it because the end quality is so perfect that you saw the before and you saw the after. No one sees the in-between. So no one's going to see the in-between of what it takes to mount this three-piece wing just to this car and all the grinding it's going to take to have the exact same curvature. As you can see, if I were to set that side down on the car, hold that side down on the panel. Okay, so now, as you guys can see, that's a good 3-inch gap that's sitting right here. And this is not a flexible wing. This does not move too much. It's a very hard piece. So it is going to take hand shaping, and it is going to take molding in order for this to happen.
So they want you to do it for free, though, bud.
Well, you just got to take your time. That's it.
So, ladies and gentlemen, you do get what you pay for. It's not a bitch session, but get out of my face and stop asking me, you know, and stop running over the top of me and walking in here with your mopey face and your whining.
Everyone's got a mopey face. Hit him in the face with this wing right here. It might bend to the trunk a little more.
If you wanted to go faster, take your hands and your back in the 100-degree heat and go to work.
Well, hey, listen.
Let me see if your quality comes close to what you do.
Yeah.
One-tenth of what you do.
Probably not.
Not even close.
Yeah.
Not even close. So that's it, bub. This is the Extreme Dimensions bumper. This is what we talked about.
But what else do we have in store for this car?
It's okay. I can tell you. You've already done the interior. It's in tan.
That's right.
The Extreme Dimensions Extreme Dimension bumper covers are going on.
Well, wait, hold on. So let me go back to the interior. So because of, and this is how brutal the South Florida sun is, because of that, and a combination of the heat versus no window tint, which is why we use ceramic coating tint here, there has been so much UV that actually beat through the inside of this car, low mileage and original owner, so much so that this literally burned the entire rear seat to a point where it all just, the threads and everything just popped out of the thing.
Yep.
So all of the rear upholstery has actually been redone in true Mercedes leather, both in smooth leather and perforated because it says heated and cooled seats. So it is a factory style finish interior that we have done in this car. You guys will see the before afters of that here pretty soon. Once we're done with this car, we will do a full posting on it, but everything from now, window tint, we are going to tint this car up. We're going to have to smoke these taillights out. I mean, look at this. Look at how bright this bright red is against all this right here. So what I am going to do is do my typical high-quality fashion. It is going to be clear-coated, 3 coats of clear with a couple drops of black in it. It is the best way to smoke your taillights. Not legal in most states, just throwing that out there. But the best way to smoke your taillights and have a high polish clarity shine when you are done, because you can wet sand and buff them to whatever finish it is you want when you are done. So you can have that crystal clear image on it, and we will smoke these things out so that they don't look so disgusting on this dark blue car.
It's going to look good, Bob.
It's going to look really good, man.
And we're going to keep people posted. I'm sure this will show up on the Daily Buzz as well as we meet through the project, Bob.
That's right.
I want to thank everybody for joining us today. It is Monday. I already lost my voice. I've been screaming so much, Bob. Time for a break.
Yeah, tell me about it.
The stresses of owning a big business, right?
Yeah, people have no idea.
They have no idea.
Yep.
So until what we'll be doing daily buzzes are out through the week, Bub, so people can see what we're doing. We're trying to connect with everybody, keep them even more inside with us, and see a personal piece of what we do.
Yeah, and if there's something you guys are out there watching and there's a curiosity, maybe there's something you guys are working on, even we keep mentioning a lot lately, nut certs. If people want to see the way those are done, we will literally throw up quick segments on it of how to use that style of stuff. We'll show you the proper tooling. Maybe you've never done it. Maybe you've seen it done. Maybe you're curious. You just want to know about it.
Ask us about
Send us those questions either on our Facebook page, our email address, sales@bubbasexoticmotorsports.com, or directly on our website at bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. There is a submit question button there. You can hit that, and any of those things, we will be glad to post them up for you.
Right on, Bub. So until, we'll be back Friday with an official show, but we'll be doing the Bubba Buzz in between those days. If anybody would like to have those questions answered, sales, or see a product or something featured here from a skill perspective, sales@bubbasexoticmotorsports.com.
That's right.
I promise you'll see it within a day. No
yep.
questions asked, Bub. Till Friday, Bub.
Just keep on doing it, Bubba style.
This episode's been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.
And if everybody out there is curious what the heck it is he's talking about, I am as well. I am curious what it is you're talking about. You're wrapping it up. Go on.